And we are back, the morning show, Mountain Home Radio. I hope your day is off to a great start so far. Normally, I like to say cloudy skies outside. We're starting to see those clouds move in for the day. That's all right. We're still headed for a high right around 58 degrees. We'll see if we can make it up there today or not. I've got Seal Gasecki in with me from the Master Gardeners. Tommy Hagen decided to abandon us. Something about seeing grandkids in Texas was more important. I have no idea. In all seriousness, hopefully Tommy's listening in this morning, and hopefully he's having a great visit down there.
You know he's having a great time.
Guarantee he's spoiling those grandkids without something terribly. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to hearing the report on that when he gets back. But we do need to talk about stuff that's happening in the Master Gardener's world. I'm going to start out with something I haven't talked about here in a little bit. We drove around the corner the other day, and my grandson squealed in the back seat.
Mr. Smile.
Mr. Smile was decked out.
How about that?
Yes.
Judy Nizoliak does a great job at that, doesn't she?
You know, she does a marvelous job. The imagination that goes into that is absolutely tremendous. And I, for years, mistakenly called it a tree, and I still find myself doing that. It's not a tree.
No, it's a trumpet vine.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known that in a million years if somebody hadn't told me. But at any rate, yeah, all decked out for the holidays. Stop on by there. Get a photo op if you can.
Without a doubt. That's what it's there for.
Well, my grandson was really upset. He's had a couple of surgeries here in the last couple of weeks, and couldn't get out there for the photo op. It is what it is. He's a trooper, though. Surgery is number 13 and 14 for a 7-year-old. Yeah, but he's a trooper, doing great. Couldn't get out of the car to get the photo op. If it's still all dolled up here, probably the end of this week, we'll see what we can do to get
I'm
a photo
sure
op out
is.
There. I'm thinking it's probably going to stick around to the first of the year-ish
I'm
or so.
Sure.
So we will get that photo taken care of. But that's just one of the many ways that you can see what the Master Gardeners are doing right here in our community.
We're doing some great things, and we got a big event coming up March 2nd.
Yes.
It's our annual seminar. Mm-hmm. We've got a new location this year. We're going to be at the First Baptist Church up on Spring Street by the golf course.
Okay. Yep.
We've got four great speakers coming in. We've got our featured speaker is a gentleman by the name of C. Colston Burrell.
Mm-hmm.
He's a garden designer, lecturer, author, photographer. He travels all over the world taking people on tours of public and private gardens.
Very cool.
And he's going to talk to us about nature as the garden, working with the natural process for beauty, and catch this, reduced maintenance.
Hey,
aren't
we
all
go.
Into
yes.
that, huh? And then we have the original Janet Carson coming to visit with us again, talking about preparing for the season ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And the new Janet Carson, who is a gentleman by the name of Randy Forst. And those of you that joined us for our monthly meeting talking about greenhouses, same gentleman that came and gave that presentation, guy with a lot of energy, and I love his topic, Some Like It Hot.
Yes.
It's about heat-tolerant plants. And we certainly can use that down here.
Yep.
And then we're going to have our own Brad Runcick, who is the local county extension agent.
Yes.
He was on the radio a couple
months
ago.
Great visit with him.
And he is going to make a dry topic undry, okay?
Oh.
He is talking about cankers, rots, lesions, and spots, managing plant diseases in the South. Now, that sounds like, oh, my goodness, I don't want to know if I want to listen to it. Believe me, you need to listen to this. One of the biggest things that you can have a problem with is not getting a hold of diseases when they start in your garden and knowing what to do with them.
Yep.
So he's going to talk about that, and I can promise you that he can make some of these topics very interesting for you. I heard him talk about soil once, and I went, and I'll tell you what, I hung on every word.
Well, he was very engaging on the radio. What was his topic once again?
Cankers, rots, lesions, and spots.
You know, I can't help but thinking of that Cher song, Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves. That might be the theme song for this. I'm sorry. That's a very, very interesting topic. And like you said, that's one of the biggest things that can just decimate a garden in days.
Be very costly if you're not paying attention.
So very, very cool.
We'd love to have you join us. We're going to registration's going to open January 8th.
Mm-hmm.
You go online to BaxterCountyMG.com. And our registration this year is online.
Fantastic.
Where you can pay with a check or a credit card.
Great.
So you don't have to, you can still mail it in.
Right.
You can do the snail mail thing if you want, but we're going live with it that way.
Very cool.
And we will have flyers out to the community in another couple days. All right. And there'll be a QR code on that as well as the web link.
And that way you go.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Now, our opportunity table is still going to be a silent auction. And unfortunately, there no credit cards, cash or check only.
Yep.
But Penny Wells and Janelle Stuckey are out there beating the bushes, getting some great things for that.
Uh-huh.
And we will also have our book sale. Now, our book sale is a great opportunity. $5 for hardbacks, $3 for soft cover.
Wow.
And I swear people come, bring a book, they donate a book,
yep,
and then they buy one. I think we recycle some of these a bit. But
say,
you know
yeah.
what? You're renting a book for a very little amount of money. You
exactly,
get to keep it for
yes.
as long as you
right.
want.
Yep.
All right. So it's a great event.
Yes.
We'd love to have you. It's 8 to 3 o'clock again.
Okay.
All right. Speakers will start about 8:45. So
right.
it gives you plenty of time to get in.
Yep.
We will have two silent auctions a
okay.
day, one in the morning, one in the afternoon.
Gotcha.
You can bid on things all the way until you're the second speaker before lunch
okay.
starts, and you can purchase your stuff during the hour lunch break, and then
right.
you can bid on things until the end of the day, and at
gotcha.
The end of the day we'll do it. So.
And you slid that in there just very, very creatively and quietly. Lunch break, you're going to be providing lunch over there once again.
We always provide lunch, and master gardeners come in and all donate a food item so you can munch
Ooh.
Your way through the day.
Yeah.
Don't eat breakfast. Come.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
There'll be plenty to nibble on all day long. If you've been to any event, you know we're known for our food.
Dan Hall says on a regular basis, we don't just have meetings. We have meetings and feedings around this area.
Without a doubt. And we have another X thing to announce.
Uh-huh.
Marion County Master Gardeners are working
yep.
together with us on this
Fantastic.
Event.
Fantastic. Okay.
So they'll be helping out. They'll be donating
some
new things.
Got some folks over there, my neck of the woods, helping out. Fantastic.
Right, to the opportunity
great.
Table. There's some great artisans mm-hmm. out there, so we already know some nice things coming in.
Yep.
So absolutely, come join us. It's a great day. It's mm-hmm. early spring. It's a great way to kick off the season.
Oh, yeah.
And we'd love to meet you.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, you don't have to be a master gardener to do
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Seating's limited.
Yes.
Our seating capacity is 288 folks.
Okay.
Okay.
First come, first serve.
First come, first serve. In the last couple years, we've tickled
sold
that number.
Out.
Yep,
yes,
absolutely.
Yep. Well, hopefully we can sell that out again this year. Looking forward to that. Your first speaker, you said something a little bit earlier about that. Sounds like he's going to have an interesting topic, but you said something about garden designer.
Yes.
One thing I know about most master gardeners is they buy a plant, then they figure out where they're going to put it. Maybe you can rent him for a couple of days, drag him out there to your place and over to Tommy's house and design some stuff and get it. No, the design side, I'm saying that very tongue-in-cheek, the design side is extremely important. You don't want to put that plant that needs partial shade out there in the middle of the sunlight. And you also don't want to put that one that needs full sunlight snuggled right up against the house or under a tree.
Well, the best thing, a tool you can have when you're shopping for a plant,
mm-hmm.
all right, is number one, know what you need, okay?
Okay.
And know the habitat of where you need it.
Uh-huh.
And when you look at a plant, take out your phone. Don't
yep.
just rely on that tag on the plant.
Right.
Because they're not always quite correct.
Yep.
Take out your phone, look it up. It's the
mm-hmm.
best tool. It's the most money-saving tool you can have.
Exactly.
Now, all of us tell you you're supposed to lay out your garden and do it just proper. And all of us go and say, oh, I got to have that plant. Where can I put it?
Yep.
I have moved plants around my garden like some people move furniture around their
yep.
house, okay?
Yep.
If you know when to do it,
mm-hmm.
you can get away with that,
yep.
okay? But don't let any of that curb your excitement.
No.
Figure it out. If you really got to have something, obviously there's things I have planted that they will not live out their full natural life here.
Gotcha.
Okay. Some, for instance, some trees, they have a shelf life, so to speak, of 20 to 30 years.
Right.
But if you plant them in the wrong zone, okay,
yep.
maybe a zone that's marginal where they're
mm-hmm.
they may get, say, 10 to 15 years.
Right.
If you do that investment with the idea that that is going to happen,
mm-hmm.
blue spruce being a good example of
okay.
that.
There
okay.
you go. Yep.
All right. That's something that does better in a colder climate.
Yes, ma'am.
We have a lot of people that have them here, and
right.
some of them do quite well, and some of them don't.
Not quite so
They're
well
not going to live to their full lifespan.
Gotcha.
But if you love it
mm-hmm.
and you're willing to accept the fact that it's going to have a shorter lifespan,
yep.
then go for it.
Well, and just because you've got that, you can still make sure you can take care of it to the best of your ability, too, and extend that lifespan. It may not last quite as long as a different environment.
Yeah, absolutely. You take care of it,
mm-hmm.
and you'll get some enjoyment from it, and that's what's important. The garden is there for you to enjoy.
There you go. And the it should be a labor of love. It should not be all labor out there working out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We're at the point right now I can go to break on time.
Wow.
Yeah, it doesn't happen very often. We're going to go ahead and talk to those folks that pay the bills. I need to tell you, you're listening to The Morning Show this morning. We are brought to you by your friends over at AR Ship. And if you've got Medicare questions, they've got Medicare answers, but you need to give them a call. 1-800-224-6330 is their number. They'll answer any Medicare question that you might have. You are listening to The Morning Show this morning on KRZP 92.7. It's time for our final break. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this. And we are back. The morning show, Mountain Home Radio. It is Wednesday morning. We are looking at the 20th day of December 2023. I hope your day is off to a great start so far. At this time, I normally say there's no line over there at the drive-thru at Hardee's. There's a line over there, but you can still stop on by. Get yourself something delicious to eat or drink. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day. And if you haven't tried the candied bacon biscuit yet, if you're a bacon fan, stop on by and check it out. I got my mouth full the other day. Great way to start the day with a delicious breakfast over there at Hardee's. I've got Seal Gasecki. We are Tommy Hagenless. He decided grandkids are more important than visiting with me, and I really don't know how that could be possible, but that's all right. Always a great time to have the Master Gardeners here in the studio. You've got your seminar coming up Saturday, March the 2nd, correct?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
So 8 o'clock in the morning. Do make sure you stop on by Baxter County MG right after the first of the year. Get yourself signed up for that. Should be a great time over there for that event. I think that may be a free day for me, so I may try to pop over there for that.
Oh, that'd be great.
Well, it just pops up. March right now is the only month that I do not have anything scheduled the first part of the month for all of 2024. I've filled out my entire 2024 calendar. Yeah, it's a mess.
Absolutely. Come on by.
I'm looking forward to this. You don't have to be a master gardener to attend. That's the important part. So stop on by.
We love to have everybody come.
And so get online, get registered, stop on by, check things out right there online. Now, one thing you have done is given us a plant of the month, and we've had some really unique plants, a couple of them that I've taken notes on, but always something interesting. We don't think of December as a growing month. Generally, mums are about all you see that everybody's paying attention to besides poinsettias.
Pansies.
Sometimes pansies. And that's about the extent of it this time of year.
Yeah, but your evergreens stay for the entire year. And we happen to have an evergreen on the docket today.
What are we talking about today then?
It's called a golden Pacific juniper. And it's a creeping plant, okay? It's a bright gold.
Yep.
Contrasts great with dark greens and purples and reds and such, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It tolerates almost any type of soil, okay? Average is 6 to 12 inches tall, and in 6 to 8 years, it'll grow 8 feet wide.
Yes.
All right? You need a little bit of room for it, but
yes,
it's a great plant for cascading, for erosion control, for that kind of thing. Okay?
And if you've got a bald spot in your yard, junipers are great to fill that.
Without a doubt. Now, something you're going to want to have for a while, because if you take it out, it takes a little effort to get rid of it, okay? But it's a great foundation accent or ground cover, underplanted around trees. It could look great under a Japanese maple or a crepe myrtle to brighten that up, okay? Very, very little maintenance. Occasionally, when it starts to get mature, you may want to cut it back some, but do it prudently because it is an evergreen.
Right.
You want to cut it back where it's not going to leave a bald spot
because
it isn't going to fill that bald spot back in. But I use it this time of year. I wait for some of that pruning to this time of year, and I stick some of the branches in my live arrangements outside.
There you go.
And it brightens it up so nicely.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
So great little plant to have and enjoy, and it's something you can probably find almost anywhere.
Junipers have a large variety of those plants, too. It's something I know a very, very little bit about, but there's a lot of different colors out there, a lot of different plants you can get in that juniper branch.
Brotherly plant, so to speak, called a blue rug juniper, all right? And it's the blue color of, say, a blue spruce, like we talked about, all right? And it's a lovely plant as well. I like this one better than that one, all right? This one's a little more well-behaved than that blue one.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
But
Coming from where I come from, generally you see those with like a cactus, a small cactus like that, maybe a small plant, just to add a little bit of color to your yard. It's a nice little plant.
Oh, it's a great plant, but it's not little, okay?
Well, it is not little. You're correct in saying that. And I say little, height-wise, it doesn't grow a lot. And we use that at a couple different locations here in Arkansas just to ground cover in case it was a bald patch we needed covered.
And it'll do great for erosion control.
Oh, yeah.
And take a spot that's kind of a nuisance and make it absolutely a star in your yard.
Okay? And like you said, very low maintenance and pretty easy to maintain. Once you get it established, it grows pretty well on its own.
It pretty much does its own. Very little maintenance required on it.
Yep.
Again, as it gets larger, you may want to cut it back a little bit.
Yes, ma'am.
So you keep it in bounds.
Yep.
But if you got a bare spot or if you got a little wall that it wants to creep over, you'll absolutely look like a star.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic plant. We've got about 40 seconds left here. We need to wrap it up. How can they find more information about the Master Gardeners?
BaxterCountyMG.com.
It's a great-looking website. You got all the information up there. We're going to have the shows up there posted. posted as they become available. You got information on the upcoming seminar.
We got the seminars up there, our monthly meetings up mm-hmm. there, our plant sale last Saturday in yep. April's up there. Love to see you at all the events. And mm-hmm. if you're there, come say hey, okay?
There you go. We would love for you to become a master gardener, but even if you don't, you're still invited to come to the seminar
Absolutely.
And the meetings.
Absolutely. The event is not just for master gardeners. Mm-hmm. All of them is yep. open to the public. We'd love to meet you. And some events, we have a good crowd for them. Oh, so yeah. come and rub elbows. No one's going to twist your arm.
Exactly.
And we do feed you every place we go except the plant sale.
There you go. Okay. Well, and the plant sale is a whole different conversation because that's too early in the morning and that's just combat shopping at its best. So
Absolutely.
All right. That's all of our time here this morning. That music playing in my ears means I'm supposed to be making my escape right now. I probably should tell you that you're listening to The Morning Show this morning. We are brought to you by your friends over at AR Ship. If you've got Medicare questions, they've got the answers that you need to call them. 1-800-224-6330. You've been listening to The Morning Show this morning on KRZP 92.7. It's time for me to slide on out the door. I will be back with more tomorrow. Have yourselves a great day. Exclusively.